You have the floor.
Muito obrigada, Sr. Vice.
Thank you, Vice President. Cabo Verde would like to welcome His Excellency Castrillo da Costa, and we wish the delegation success, as well as for achievements in implementing the recommendations issued from the second cycle review, especially as regards protection of vulnerable groups such as children and women. We welcome legislation and measures taken to counter human rights violations against women and girls, explicitly prohibit corporal punishment in school, and to promote social participation of women and girls. Cabo Verde encourages the government of Timor-Leste to take steps to further protect children against all other forms of violence, particularly the tutelary and education law and the special penal regime for minors. Our country notes with appreciation the progress made in the field of social protection and the creation of other living conditions in spite of the current COVID-19 situation. We congratulate Timor-Leste for the ratification of 7 human rights conventions and incorporating with the United Nations human rights mechanisms. We positively note the finalization of the 2021 National Adaptation Plan for Climate Change, identifying Timor-Leste's great points of vulnerability to climate change, setting out priorities for the nation's response. In a constructive spirit, the Republic of Cabo Verde presents the following recommendations. 1. Take additional measures to prevent and abolish early marriage throughout the country. 2. Continue to strengthen the justice system to improve one of the most important pillars of a democratic constitutional state. We commend Timor-Leste's commitment to protection of human rights and wish you a very successful review. Many thanks.